They raise on catalpa trees.
The catalpa trees are the ones with the long pods that hang down?
Uh-huh. And big old broad leaves. Huh. I had one of these, set out one of those trees in my edge of my backyard. And last year I was there, it was full of worms when I came out here last August. Hmm. And I didn't get to fish in another 2 years. Thousands and thousands. They're a scary looking thing though.
Are they just as big as the brown wigglers?
Well, they get about that long. Mm-hmm. About as big as that cigarette, never grown now. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you something else about those worms.
Okay.
They get ripe like fruit. Those worms do, believe it or not. When they get ready to old enough to fish with, you can go bump your tree, just give it a bump like that. They'll fall just like shaking down apples or pecans or something.
Oh, that's great. Sure makes it easy then.
That's right.
Well, I'd sure never heard that before.
That's true. My grandfather taught me that when I was about 9 years old.
Oh.
He said, don't pick him. Just don't pick him. Says, if he don't turn loose when you touch him, just let him hang there. Says, he ain't ready. Because then maybe the next day, just bump that tree and it'd shower down just like a shower of rain, yeah. Especially if there's many of them on that tree. Mm-hmm. Well, that little one, he's going to fasten himself. If he's not full grown, he's going to fasten himself. You couldn't shake him off, save your life. Put, may pull him in too, pull him off.
Well, that's really interesting.
That's
What do you call an insect that glows or sends out light on and off in the summertime?
We call them lightning bugs.
Oh, okay. What about a different insect that's about that long and it has a long, skinny body and filmy wings and it hovers over ponds or lakes?
Well, there's two or three different kinds. One of them we call a dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
That's my lunch.
Would you like to eat while we go on?
Well, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you mind if we finish before you?
How much longer you got?
Well, I guess we're about halfway.
Oh, good gracious. Let me go in.
Okay. I'll try to go a little faster so you won't have to wait so long.
I might talk just as long as I've been talking too.
Oh, all right.
If I don't get none of what they've got, I got any of what I'll eat right now. Except some milk.
Mm. Okay. Let's see, we were talking about that long insect with the long wings.
We call them dragonflies. That's what I call them. I don't know what other people call them.
Okay. And what about an insect that builds a nest out of mud but that doesn't sting?
We call it, he will sting too.
Really?
You let nobody fool you. I know from experience. I call them dirt dogs.
Oh, okay. I'll remember then that it does sting.
If you don't believe you catch one in your hand.
I believe it.
So, sting you just like a wasp. But unless you bother him, he won't bother you.
Good.
If you ever catch it, it's like a honeybee. As long as you don't match a honeybee, it won't sting you. Uh-huh. But you doesn't have to match another dirt dog.
Blow your breath on a honeybee and see if he won't sting.